Guys, in Atlanta, we are seeing a crime wave unlike anything we've ever seen before. So much so that there is a literal part of Atlanta looking to secede because of how crazy it's gotten. You can't even jog in Buckhead without the thought coming across your mind that you may very well get shot.
Hi guys, CJ Pearson here. Welcome to the latest episode of CJ Pearson Uncensored. So guys, the CDC has got to go. Like, not got to go, because, like, I guess, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, we need them, you know, the entire, like, you know, I've seen World War Z and, you know, I Am Legend, all those zombie, you know, apocalyptic movies enough to know that we need the CDC, even though in all those movies, the CDC never actually prevented what happened from happening. I guess that's really beside the point, but I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to be like some liberal and be like defund ICE because CDC is doing something I don't want them to do. But I am going to say the CDC has lost its damn mind if they think that I'm going to put a mask on again. Seriously, like, this is the type of nonsense that people have been against since the beginning of this pandemic. The confusion, the back and forth, the wishy-washiness. It's first they tell us, like, let's take a walk through history on this issue. First they tell us that, guys, we just need to flatten the curve. Guys, we flatten the curve. That's all. You know, we don't need to eradicate the entire virus. We flatten the curve. Life will go back to normal. We believed them. So we hunkered down. We stayed in. We didn't go out. We didn't go partying. We didn't go to the bars. We didn't go to the clubs. We didn't even go get our haircut. We stayed in our house because we believed them. Now, we flatten the curve, guys. Cases go down. You know, things get a little bit more under control. We flatten the curve. So then we're expecting to just be set free. We can go out. We can do what we want. We can go live our lives just as we did before they said that we just had to flatten the curve. But no. Then they say we need to wait 2 more weeks. 2 more weeks. 2 more weeks, guys. That's all we have to do. You've come this far. You've done all of this. You've stayed in. You've abided by our guidance. You guys have really toughened it out. You can do 2 more weeks. And so we believe them again. We say, what's 2 more weeks? You know, how's that really going to hurt us? Like, 2 more weeks, like, that's fine. We're all understanding people. We're like, okay, we just want to go back to normal. And if that means losing 2 more weeks of our life, whatever. We're going to do it because we just want to go back to our lives as it were. We want to go hang out with our grandparents again. We want to go hang out with our friends again. We want to, like, literally just do what we've done all of our lives again. We want normalcy again. And so we did 2 weeks. We believed them once more. But then 2 weeks turned into a month. 1 month turned into two. 2 months turned into six. 6 months turned into a year. And here we are today. But then after that 2 weeks, remember, guys, it was about the vaccine. The vaccine that they were working on was going to solve all of our problems. We get the vaccine, America would reopen immediately. There would be no more masks, no more limitations on how many people can go out, or, you know, no limitations on flights or live events. You could literally go back to normal. Normal is what they would always wag in front of our faces. Like a carrot. They would say we were going to go back to normal. But that didn't happen either, right? Like, we get the vaccine, they give it this emergency authorization. So it, I guess, went through some type of version of, I guess, FDA approval. We get the vaccine, we have Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, which has since been recalled. I'm not sure if it's been reintroduced yet, but I know that it was recalled. And we think, all right, everything's over. You know, even if you weren't going to get the vaccine, you're like, damn, well, other people will. So that's good, you know, because if a vaccine works, you know, then why do I need to get vaccinated? Right. Like if the people that are vaccinated are getting vaccinated, right, and this vaccine that they say is just the best thing since sliced bread, the end all be all, the solution to all of our problems, really does what they say it can do, then it doesn't really matter. Right. Like, if the people don't get vaccinated, because how can you catch COVID if you're vaccinated, and how can you give it to other people if you're vaccinated, right? Now, that's just simple logic, and logic, I guess, is too much for the times that we find ourselves in today. Honestly, logic would probably drive you crazy if you tried to apply that to the things that are happening in our country today, because none of it actually even makes sense. because now we have come to a point today, I think just yesterday, the CDC is now saying that masked and vaccinated and unvaccinated people need to be masked, right? So this is a complete reversal from what they previously said. And this is apparently in response to news of this so-called Delta variant, which they say is more contagious than the previous version or, you know, original iteration of COVID. Here's the deal, though. And also, too, like, let me not miss this part. They're also saying that all students who go back to school, K through 12, need to be vaccinated. They're saying, of course, they need to be vaccinated, but they're also saying that they need to be masked as well. It's insane. Guys, this is insane. This is insane. Not just because I disagree with it, guys, but because I am tired of being lied to. That's really what it comes down to me at this point. I am tired of being lied to. I'm tired of being told that this vaccine would solve all of our problems. I'm tired of being told that masks work when we know for a fact that they don't. I am tired of being told that we are going back to normal only a few months later when Democrats feel uneasy, when they feel as if they're losing, when they feel as if they can't get a win anymore. They have to politicize another pandemic just for a semblance of victory. I am tired of it. I am tired of the lies. I am tired of the weaponization of this virus against the liberties and freedoms of our people. I am over it. I am done. I'm not going to be told to wear a mask. I'm not going to be told to social distance. I'm done with that. I literally am so very much done with that. And I don't care what the consequences are at this point. You know, like I am not going to allow, and neither should any of you, our country be locked down again. Like, seriously, this is about freedom. This is about liberty. This is about our rights as the American people. Guys, this is not about politics. This isn't Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative. This is about our rights as Americans. This is what we're fighting against. The oppressor versus the oppressed. The tyrants versus the freedom fighters. That is what this is. It's bigger than the CDC. It's bigger than COVID. This is about our identity as a nation now. We let them do this shit one time, guys. We let them do it once. We cannot let them do it again. We can't. Because we saw the consequences of COVID, not just in terms of people committing suicide, depression, divorces, all of these things. We saw it. Also, the effects of it politically. They use this entire COVID pandemic to open the way for things like mail-in voting and ballot drop, like ballot boxes, like where you can just, I guess, throw it into some little drop-in, little whatever, drop box. Yeah, no, guys, this is enough. They know that they are about to get absolutely dragged in the midterms. And why does this happen to come up right around that time, right? Right around the midterm elections? Right around the California recall election? Guys, I'm just asking questions. I'm not saying anything. I want you to answer those questions for yourself. Because those are the questions that are on my mind. And I think I have an answer. And I think we may arrive to the same one. But I'm going to let you answer that one for yourself. I'll see you guys right after the break.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to CJ Pearson Uncensored, guys. So I'm actually going to do something I usually don't do. I'm about to defend an athlete in 2021. Guys, all of this Olympic stuff, these attacks against Simone Biles, I've heard them all. You know, she failed her team, she quit, whatever. Guys, maybe it's just me, but I think in a world of LeBrons, in a world of Naomi Osakas and all of those people who use their entire brand to push social justice, activism, and all of these things, to push liberalism, to say that Trump is bad, you are racist, all of these things, and maybe we should just be a little bit more courteous, maybe give a little bit more leeway to someone who just actually does what they do. And for Simone, that's gymnastics. Like, that's literally all she does. She doesn't talk about social justice. She doesn't talk about feminism, racism, Black Lives Matter. She's not marching in the streets. She's simply doing flips. She's doing what she does best. And that is a huge deal today. And I think everyone listening that would realize that and acknowledges that. Because here's the deal. We have literally seen an entire profession of people just dedicated. Like, no one asked Colin Kaepernick to share his political beliefs. No one actually cares about Colin Kaepernick's political beliefs. No one asked LeBron James to defend the Chinese Communist Party. He did that of his own free will. And his life would probably be a lot better if he hadn't done that in the first place. But here's the deal. Simone made a choice that maybe you disagree with, maybe I disagree with it, but it was still her choice to make, right? It's not like she's out here turning her back to the flag. It's not like she's out here shitting on America. She simply made the call to say that, you know, right now, I don't think I'm in my best mindset to perform, and I'm going to disappoint myself, so why should I do it? And also, too, let's talk about, like, the background of this, too, right? The Olympic Committee was literally not scoring her in the same way that they were scoring other Olympic athletes because of how good she was. Because they said that because of how good she was, it basically made the other gymnasts, in a attempt to keep up with her, attempt so-called dangerous moves, moves that were too dangerous for them to actually perform. Guys, why are we punishing Simone Biles for being the GOAT, for being as great as she is? And why would anyone perform under any of those circumstances? Guys, if you're at work and you know you work harder than someone else in the office and they make more than you, eventually you're going to get sick and tired of that. You're going to be like, why am I busting my ass every single day just to get half of what they do? Maybe Simone Biles thought the same thing. Maybe she thought that, you know I'm the best here. I know that I'm pushing myself to limits my opponents could only dream about pushing themselves to. So why should I allow my talent, my skill, my ability to be diminished by some random judge who's just simply trying to give other people a participation trophy? Now, guys, I thought as conservatives that we were against that, right? This entire everybody's a winner mindset. Let's take down the people who are winning in this world just to, I don't know, soothe the people that aren't. Guys, this is not the fight. I really do get it, though. I get the people that are attacking Simone Biles or are critical of her because it's reflective. It's reflexive at this point. We're so used to being surrounded by so many shitty athletes who have all these crazy dumb opinions that we just aren't in the mood to defend them anymore. And I get that. But Simone Biles has not done a single thing to us. She hasn't, again, she hasn't said anything anti-American. She hasn't done anything anti-American. She is proud to wear that American flag leotard, and more power to her. We need more of that, not less of it. And that's the thing. That's me. And also, too, a lot of these people telling an Olympian how to be an Olympian who were never an Olympian, never could be an Olympian. Some of these folks I know have never jogged a day in their life, but they're sitting here telling Simone Biles how to be an athlete, how to be a good one. Yeah, let's know. Let's stop. Let's just stop that. You're entitled to that. Whatever opinion you have, that's cool, whatever. Simone Biles made the choice that was best for her, and I think we all at least have to respect that, even if you disagree with it. Even if you disagree. And I guess that's my contrarian opinion of the day, right? But in other news, you know, before the break, we talked a little bit about the CDC and everything that's going on. So now they're bringing masks to the White House. Everyone who's in the White House has to wear masks. And now Nancy Pelosi just announced today that in Congress,
that members, you know, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to get fined or whatever. You get like a parking ticket, I guess, akin to that. But also now, if you are a staff member of a sitting member of Congress, if you're not wearing a mask, you literally get arrested. You get arrested in the halls of Congress. If, even if you work for a congressman or congresswoman, you get arrested if you're not wearing a mask. So to Speaker Pelosi, I guess my question really is, where is that energy when it comes to these people running across our border? I doubt they're wearing masks. I doubt these gang lords, these drug lords, who are wreaking havoc upon every single inner city in America due to the liberal incompetence that is plaguing our country right now. I doubt they're wearing masks when they're shooting little kids in the head. Well, maybe they are. Maybe they are, actually. Maybe they are wearing masks. I guess that's one activity where you probably should wear a mask. But the point really here being is that these Democrats, these liberals, are taking a more proactive approach to punishing people who don't wear masks and actually punishing criminals that need to be punished. People that shoot children. People that push drugs. People that commit violent crimes. Where is Nancy Pelosi on that issue? It's even come here to Atlanta. Guys, in Atlanta, we are seeing a crime wave unlike anything we've ever seen before. So much so that there is a literal part of Atlanta looking to secede because of how crazy it's gotten. You can't even jog in Buckhead, which is supposed to be this exclusive community in Atlanta, whatever. You can't even jog in Buckhead without the thought coming across your mind that you may very well get shot. And that's not a random thought to have in your head. It's something that's supported. It's literally happened. Just a few months ago, an Atlanta City Councilman who pledged to defund the police got his literal car stolen by like a 7-year-old. That's what's happening in Keisha Lance Bottoms, Atlanta. But just yesterday, she wants to impose a mask mandate, including not only in the streets of Atlanta, but also in private businesses. If you don't wear a mask, well, you get fined, you get arrested. And that's apparently what we do now. Guys, this is the type of ridiculousness that we cannot accept, that we cannot tolerate. Because if we do accept it, if we do tolerate it, then we deserve for this to happen. And unless you agree with that, then we've got to resist. We've got to fight back harder than we ever have before. We owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our country, and we owe it to everyone who gives a damn about liberty. Because this is how it starts. It starts with these little tiny encroachments upon our rights. These little trespasses, right? And then it gets bigger and bigger as time goes on. First, they tell you that you got to wear a mask. Then they tell you that you can't congregate in your own home. Then they tell you that you can't go to church. What comes after that? What comes after that? Ponder that. I'll see you after the break.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to CJ Pearson Uncensored. So, guys, you actually really won't believe this story. You know, I couldn't believe it when I saw it for the first time. But down in Texas, like seriously, guys, you actually really won't believe this story. There's some random social justice group called the Dallas. I don't know. There's some Dallas social justice warriors, Black Lives Matter types, whatever, burn the world down kind of people. Well, they sent this letter to all these people who live in Highland Park. For those of you who aren't familiar with Highland Park in Dallas, it's kind of like this really exclusive, ritzy neighborhood. But still, like, actually pretty predominantly liberal neighborhood, regardless of how ritzy it is. So these SJWs, they sent all of this letter to all of these residents in Highland Park. They basically said that you need to pledge to not send your white children to the top 50 universities in the country because it's unfair, you're already privileged, you don't need any more. And if you send your white kids to these schools, you're taking away a slot from a black kid. Now, a part of me is conflicted about this, right? Because number one, obviously it's racist. Obviously it's a manifestation of everything we've been seeing across the country from all this critical race theory BS. And it's the bigotry of low expectations at its finest. This idea that black people cannot achieve things on their own merits, cannot get into college on their own merits, that we need white people to get out of our way for that to be possible. That is literal racism. That is literally disgusting and the exact opposite of what folks like MLK and what the freedom fighters and the generations before us fought so hard to achieve. That's not equality, that is supremacy. But another part of me is like, wow, maybe white liberals need to be conflicted with the manifestation, with the consequences of their bullshit as well, right? Because think about it. They've catered to BLM for so long.
They've gratified them. They've given so much ground up to them. They've given them everything they've ever asked for and more. And now BLM is turning on them and saying, well, now your kids can't go to college. Why can't your kids go to college? Because you are white, you're taking away a slot from a black kid. Guys, this is a creation of their own making. This is their Frankenstein. Guys, they own this. They own this. And so a part of me is like, damn, like, I'm gonna condemn it. It's wrong. It's not okay. It's not good. But also, too, I hope they send them another letter. But you see what I know something? Regardless of how bad this is, how absurd it is to me, you, and everyone else who's listening today, it's also probably true that some of those parents are going to sign that letter because of how guilty they are simply for being white. Guys, literally, you can't control the color of your skin. Why are you sorry for being white? We don't ask people who are gay to feel guilty for being gay, do we? Right? That's the reality, right? So, like, the thing is, like, the same applies. If you're white, you're white. If you are a woman, you are a woman. If you are a male, you are a male. Stop apologizing for things that you cannot control. Right? It is as simple as that. As simple as that. And again, the reason I ask that question, you know, white liberals would never ask someone to apologize for being gay. Because that's their truth. So why are you apologizing for being white? Why? They won't have an answer to that. They won't have an answer to that. They never will. They never do. They just don't have answers. They just have complaints. Complaints, protests, and hashtags, and t-shirts, and emotions, and tears. And then, yeah, that's it. That's all they have. But anyways, guys, here's the deal. This is our reality now. And people say, like, what is critical race theory going to lead to? It's going to lead to this coming to every community across the country. You think Highland Park is winning? Yeah, maybe. But it's coming to Atlanta. It's coming to, D.C. It's coming to every single state across this country because of what critical race theory has become. And we need to fight against it. We're fighting for our country right now, guys. We're fighting for America right now.
Hey guys, CJ Pearson here. Join us right here on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts for the same hard-hitting truth, because we'll never stop fighting for you. Right here on CJ Pearson Uncensored.
CJ Pearson Uncensored, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.